The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Budget Day is finally upon us. Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue is set to address the Dáil this afternoon with all the details of our financial plans for the next year. Government figures have been flagging for weeks that the budget will be focused on tackling the cost of living, but Taoiseach Micheál Martin has warned there will not be something for everyone in the audience. To talk about what might be in store and the likely fallout from it, we're joined by Terry Prone, Chairman of the Communications Clinic. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, there's very little that is secret about all of this, but I'm sure there'll have to be one or two little nuggets of surprise.
Well, there should be, but the fact is that, as you know, Pat, in recent years, budgets have been crafted more for dullness and with the objective of falling off the news cycle within 36 hours than in the old days. In the old days, like 30 years ago, budgets had two elements to them. They rewarded the good, all the people who had been paying their taxes and working away, the people who the Taoiseach would say get up early in the morning, and it punished the bad. It put extra tax on cigarettes, on driving, on liquor, all of that. But budgets more recently have actually sought to be dull. That's the first thing about this budget, that especially since Micheál Martin has said that there won't be something for everybody in the audience, they don't seem to be going the way that you're suggesting, which is that there should be some novel, some shiny, some interesting things. And I think that's a pity. I think that it's a shame that we have got to such predictable, limited, and indeed often tedious budgets.
When they give what some people are regarding as a token, like a fiver on the old age pension, and saying what difference will that make, even if with fuel allowances and so on, it amounts to €13 a week, which is over €50 a month, which is, you know, a €50 note in your pocket that you didn't have before this budget. They may say it's trifling, but I'm a great fan of getting a little bit every year, because the likelihood of ever getting a lot in one year is remote. So just keep on building the bits and eventually it does amount to something.
That is a lovely theory, but Pat, I give you inflation. That is what this budget is all about. Everybody involved in the crafting of this budget is looking over their shoulder at the spectre of inflation and looking at the possibility that, whereas up to now giving a little, as you say, every year allowed people to build and plan and so forth, inflation could pull the rug completely out from under that. Inflation and fuel poverty. Because if you're looking at an extra fiver a week, although today's independence suggests that we might do better than one fiver a week, if you're looking at that, but you're also looking at petrol prices going up, house heating prices going up, all of that, then one extra fiver a week will not keep our heads above the rising inflation water. And that's the big way that we will need to judge this budget. Has it kept heads above the inflation water? In other words, will people feel the benefit of that extra fiver or that extra tax concession 8 months from now, when prices have risen and they're still having to buy the same amount of stuff, but with money that may not be worth what it was?
What fodder will the opposition have? Because when you leak everything in a serial fashion, so over a period of 3 weeks, you get to know pretty much everything. On the one hand, it gives them prep time so they can attack what they know. But on the other hand, it kind of says, you know, so what? We've heard that all that before, and we've heard you commenting on the leaks before. So what's new from the opposition?
Well, there's two things that the opposition can do. One is accusation, which is it's predictable, but it tends to work because it gives headlines. So missed opportunity, lack of humanity, lack of compassion, lack of creativity, all of those things can be hurled at a budget. The other thing that Sinn Féin particularly do is that they basically ignore the budget proposition and reiterate what they would do in that situation, so that they're talking directly to the people who would vote for them and who do not want an analysis of the budget, who want reassurance that if, stroke when, Sinn Féin get into power, this is what they will do. So those are the things that we can expect from the opposition. But the thing about a coalition government, Pat, is that if you have three of the parliamentary parties in the government already, then it's quite difficult for the opposition to become fascinating and threatening in any way to the government. The only thing that all governments have to watch out for is making an error, like when at one stage a tax was put on children's shoes.
It was John Bruton, wasn't it, who was finance minister at the time, and he did for his government.
He actually did. And the interesting thing about Bruton is that Bruton was clever and Bruton was numerate. He understood the economics of the situation, the arithmetic of it, and yet he brought down his own government on it. So the key thing that the three parties in government will have been doing, apart from leaking and by leaking testing out the waters, they will have been trying to double bulletproof the budget so that nothing embarrassing or stupid or undoable is included.
Who would you be worried about in that regard? I mean, each one of the government parties will have an input into the budget speech written by Pascal's people, of course, and delivered by him. But they'll all have a bit of an input into the chapter and verse that we're going to hear later on today. I mean, are the Green Party, in terms of carbon reductions and so on, likely to annoy some people? Is that where the banana skin might be found in the Green agenda?
I would have thought that the Green Party has to annoy people, Pat, because we had research in the last week that said effectively the plain people of Ireland are green to their back teeth and they want to fight climate change, but not if it costs them any money. And, you know, the fact is, it's going to cost them money, but if they don't do it, then Eamon Ryan is in trouble. If they don't do it, the Greens are in trouble, because the Green image has become tarnished. The Greens, everybody used to love the Greens because they weren't real politicians. They were sort of innocents that had wandered into the political arena, and everybody loved them and they were nice to everybody. The last year, 18 months, that has changed. The Greens are no longer perceived as innocent. They're in government, for starters. And secondly, they don't have that kind of glow of being just terribly nice and innocent. They have proven to be not terribly nice to each other. And the plain people of Ireland want to see, OK, what are you actually doing to justify your position in government? Because it's certainly true that Eamon Ryan is a brilliant talker and a real old Jesuit schoolboy analyst of figures, directions, policies. But people want more than analysis. They want to look at a budget and say, first of all, is this fair? Secondly, does it do something towards climate change? Because we are all vaguely, inchoately anxious about climate change. And then thirdly, or this may be firstly in the case of particularly selfish people, what does this do for me? Will I feel better in myself the week after next? Will I have more cash in hand?
Well, I always felt about budgets back in the day when they were significant. I hope I'm not worse off. It'll be nice if I'm better off, but I don't want to be worse off. That's the main thing. Terry Prone, Chairman of the Communications Clinic, thank you very much for joining us.